This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, always, forever, we begin by praising Allah, Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send our love, our greetings, and our salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions, and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this Ramadan. We thank Allah for granting us the tawfiq to fast and to be here in Jumu'ah. Millions, billions of people are not fasting. Billions of people are not in Jumu'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us, favored you and me, to be in ibadah. Alhamdulillah, may Allah keep us steadfast on iman, grant us to die in a state of iman. Ameen. After the last couple of weeks, we spoke about Nabi Adam, and then we mentioned Nabi Nuh, and these are milestones in the history of mankind. We're now a new stage after the people of Nabi Nuh, a new stage of humanity began. And this is a stage of a cycle of creation and destruction. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now sends anbiya to many different nations. And the sin of shirk is now spreading all over the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them their anbiya, their rusul, their messengers to guide them and to call them. And besides for shirk, when a society reaches a certain level of evil, then, as Allah mentions, the punishment becomes justified. Now, it has always been awkward to talk about punishment, to talk about jihad. Usually as a khatib, you find it, you know, we are a religion of mercy. Allah is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Nabi is rahmatul alameen. We always talk about mercy. And it becomes difficult to think of Jahannam and people that are being destroyed with adab, and that there's jihad that you go forward. And perhaps one of the little wisdoms of Gaza, we understand that for some people and for some crimes, there is a justification for an adab, or a justification. Allah knows best who deserves it, but a justification for jihad. I was in we had a lecture yesterday about the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the mercy unto Rahmatul Alameen, even as a soldier and as a warrior. And I asked the Jama'ah, if you had the power, you overpowered the enemies of Gaza, those who are doing genocide, what would you do? Would you be merciful and say, maaf, Allah forgive you? Or would you exact retribution? And I asked them to raise their hands, and everybody was on the side of, there must be a punishment. And then we understood when the Nabi Sallam went to Mecca and he gave all of the people of Mecca, pardon them. You now understand what that means. But without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is the most merciful, when a society reaches a certain level and the oppression and the evil reach a certain level, then the punishment becomes justified. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like He mentions in Surah Yasin, Allah says, how many nations? Meaning, so many of them, we don't know, lost to history. And all over the world, we're finding ruins of civilizations where there are structures, but there are no people. We don't know what happened to them. A few of them are mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few. And we will go through as much as we can in this short period of Jumu'ah around the cities that were doomed, the ruined cities, the destroyed cities in the Quran. They are the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Madian, and the people of Sodom. As for Ad, they were the primary nation after the people of Nabi Nuh. And they lived in an area called Al-Ahqaf. There's a surah in the Quran, Al-Ahqaf, which is an area where the dunes are like waves, curvy dunes. And this area is mentioned to be in Oman, modern region of Oman. And the people who live there are the people of Aad. Allah says in Surah Al-Fajr, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَاد. Allah says, did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of Aad? إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. The city of Iram was magnificent with pillars, التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد, the likes of which we had not created before. They were a spectacular nation in terms of power and prestige. The city of Iram was a fabulous nation to behold. And they were a power, a superpower in the region. But of course, they had transgressed, they had committed shirk and other sins which we'll talk about. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never inflicts a nation with an adab or a catastrophe until he has sent them a Nabi. Allah says in the Quran that it is upon him, incumbent upon him, that he first sends a reminder, he sends a warning before he takes actions. So he sent Nabi Hud. Wa ila Adin, Allah says, and to the people of Ad, Akhahum Huda, we sent them their brother, a man that they knew, a man that they loved, who was one of them, their own. He sent Hud to them. Nabi Hud said, Qala ya qawmi abudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. And you will see this same ayah is repeated over and over and over again. Every Nabi, their first message to their people is, La ilaha illallah. Nabi Hud says, my people, worship Allah alone. You have no ilah, you have no deity, no object of worship other than him. Do not worship the sun, the moon. Do not worship the graves, statues and stones and trees. Do not worship people and ancestors. Worship Allah alone. In antum illa muftarun. You are inventing a falsehood against Allah. Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra. Oh my people, I'm not coming to you expecting any monetary gain from this. I don't want you to make me the king or the ruler or pay me. I'm giving you sincere advice. Inna ajri ila Allah illa ala alladhi fatarani. My reward is only with the one who made me. Afala ta'akilun. Do you not have common sense? Wa yakawmi. And this is a very beautiful ayah that Nabi Hud says and Nabi Nuh also says. And in this month of Ramadan where we are busying ourselves with istighfar, Allah says, Wa yakawmi istaghfiru rabbakum. Oh my people, make istighfar of Allah. Thumma tubu ilay and return to him. Yursilis sama alaykum midarara. Allah will increase, your istighfar will put barakah in your business, will put barakah in your career. You asking Allah, forgive me for the zina I have done, for the lies I have done. Allah forgives you insha'Allah, and then he still puts barakah in you. You didn't ask Allah, give me the promotion. But it is a side benefit of istighfar. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will open the heavens with rain. وَيَزِدَكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. And he will strengthen you on top of your strength. They are already a superpower. Allah says he will make you stronger. وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْ مُجْرِمِينَ. But do not turn away from Allah as criminals. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. Of course, it is always the case that the leadership, the rulers, the people on top, they love the status quo. They like the oppression because it suits them. When you're on top of the food chain, why would you want to change the game? So the mala, the people in charge said, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they disbelieve, وَكَذَّبُوا, and they disbelieve بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ, and they disbelieve in Akhirah. Now, something about Nabi, each nation had a distinct characteristic. The people of Ad were extremely materialistic in terms of power and arrogance and strength and might. And with something that arrogance, when you're on top of the food chain, it makes you feel invincible. And you feel, I'm never going to be answerable for my deeds. Why should I answer to anybody? When you're the CEO or you're the king, it is as if though Allah says, you do not believe that you're going to die. So they said, there's no such thing as a qiyamah. وَافْتَرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُهُمْ. And we had given them, Allah says, we had given these people a luxurious lifestyle. We made it easy for them. And then they said, مَا هَذَا, this is not a but a man. This Hud, you are just like us. Don't make yourself special. Don't make yourself a Nabi. You eat what we eat, and you wear what we wear, and you are one of us. And if we should follow a man just like, and if we should obey a man like ourselves, indeed we are the losers. Who are you? Nothing special about you. أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتُّمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُوعَدُونَ. They say to Nabi Hud, does he promise that when you have died and your bones disintegrated into dust, that those pieces will be brought together again and you will be resurrected again and I must answer for my deeds? Hayhata, hayhata. Far, far is this. This is strange. This is strange. Allah says, in hiya illa hayat. They said, in hiya illa hayatuna dunya. The only life is this life. So the people of Ad were extremely secular, materialistic, kind of like the, and subhanAllah, what is scary is you draw all the parallels of what Ad and Thamud and Madian did and ask, how prevalent is it in this life? So they said that it's only this world. Namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu mab'uthin. We live, we die, and then there's no such thing as a resurrection. إن هو إلا رجل افترى على الذي كذب كذبا وما نحن له بمؤمنين. He is not but a man who is inventing a lie against Allah. And they said, our idols have done some jinn magic on you. You're a crazy person. So we can already read between the lines of the sins of the people of Ad. They rejected Allah. They believe that there is no God other than themselves. They basically believe themselves to be superior. And they rejected the idea of a qiyamah where I have to answer for my deeds. I am a law unto myself. This is the life that they lived. And Nabi Hud also says to them, "Atabnuna bikulli ri'in ayatan tab'athun." And he's saying to his people, you have taken every high place, you built a monument, you built a landmark, you built some kind of huge palace or statue. So we can see that Ad, the people are very much into praising themselves, vanity. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. And you construct huge houses and castles as if though you're going to live forever. You're building such huge things in honor of yourselves. Do you think you will live forever? Those monuments and houses are going to live longer than you. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّرِينَ. And whenever you fight against another nation, you do so viciously and with complete arrogance. When you invade another land, you kill and you massacre as you want. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So be fearful of Allah. وَأَطِيعُونَ. And so obey Him. So now we get to see the kind of nation that Ad was. A superpower that believed itself invincible, that built monuments, that enslaved other nations. Besides committing shirk, they believed that their power and might would keep them forever, as if though they wouldn't die. And this is a common thing. No matter how powerful you are, everyone's going to end in the qabr. Everyone knows this. Yet they continued as if though they will live forever. So Allah says, وَأَمَّا عَاد. For we now, they reached a limit, so now they will be destroyed. وَأَمَّا عَاد. How did we destroy them? فَأُحْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. We sent against them a screaming, violent wind. A wind that just the sound of it was terrifying. It was cold, it was extremely forceful. It basically cut through whatever it touched, and it had a screaming sound. صَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبَعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَ أَيَّامٍ خُسُومًا. We imposed this wind upon them for 7 nights and 8 days consecutively. A week and 1 day continuously, this wind was pounding them. فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا سَرْعَانْ كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. Until you would see the people therein, the people were like leaves. Or have you seen a palm tree when a wind blows it and the bark of it is scattered? The people were basically torn apart like that by this wind. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. Allah said, and we destroyed everything of Ad. That's why you don't even see anything left of their civilization. Some civilization, Allah kept them. But remember Ad, they felt... It's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show their weakness. They built a mighty monument. We're going to live forever. This will stand forever. Allah made sure that nothing of their civilization remains. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And that's how we deal with a people that are a mujrimeen. Then we move on to Thamud. Thamud, they lived in a place called Al-Hijr. Al-Hijr, and Thamud is still their civilization. Unlike Ad, we don't see anything remnants of them. Thamud, their civilization still remains. And you see these amazing structures within the mountains. So they lived in a mountainous area, and they carved out these, subhanAllah, look at the precision. These are like thousands of years old. Before the pyramids were built, these people, I think they're called the Amalekites, they built these civilizations like with perfect precision in the way they cut into the mountain. And you'd find that these civilizations, some in Jordan and Petra, you find even in very close to Medina, the people of the Madian Salih, which is called Madain Salih, Nabi Salih's people, lived very close to where Medina is. It's about 200 kilometers from Medina. So they had a civilization throughout Arabia and Jordan. And so Allah says to us, وَإِلَى ثَمُود. And to Thamud, we send أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. We send Nabi Salih to the people of Thamud. قَالَ يَا كَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. He said the exact same thing. Nabi Hud said, oh my people, worship Allah alone. You have no ilah, you have no deity other than Him. قَدَ جَاءَتْكُمْ بِبَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. I've come to you with clear revelation from Allah. And we'll get to this part. هَذَا نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ. And I've brought you a miraculous sign of a camel. What does this camel talk about? فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمُسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمٌ. And do not harm this camel. And then Allah is going to punish him. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمُ الْخُلَفَاءَ. So Nabi Salih is saying to the people of Thamud, remember, إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ آدٍ. You guys now, they lived close enough to Ad, where they knew there was a civilization called Ad, and this mighty superpower ruled the region. Now they are completely gone. So Nabi Salih is saying to these people, you know that there was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, there was a nation called Ad, and a storm destroyed them. Who do you think sent the storm? And today we know, like Pompeii in Italy, we know there's so many nations that we see calamities befall them and they completely disappeared. So Allah, Nabi Salih is saying that you remember Ad, وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُصُورًا. And Allah gave you the ability to excavate these mountains and build your homes deep inside the mountains, because palaces, وَتُنْحِتُوا الْجِبَالَ بُيُوتًا. And you took places of your castles inside the mountains. فَذْكُرُوا آلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. So remember the mercy and the blessing Allah has bestowed upon you, and do not go about making mischief in the land. Do not become mischievous. قال الملاء الذين استكبروا. Again, the ملاء. Again, and subhanAllah, this is the scary thing. We all want to be the ملاء in our time. Everybody wants to be the CEO. Everybody wants to be the king. Everybody wants to be the chairman. Everyone wants to be in charge. Yet every time Allah speaks about the rulers in the Quran, they are always on the wrong side of things. May Allah protect us. قال الملاء. The leaders said, الذين استكبروا, were arrogant من قومه, of his people. للذين استدعفوا. So they said to the weak ones. And it's again usually the weak, the oppressed, the slaves, the old aunties, the people who are begging, the orphans. They are the ones whose hearts are open to the guidance. So the powerful ones said to the weak ones who believed, أَتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ صَالِحَ مُرْسِلٌ مِّن رَبِّ. Do you really believe that Salih was sent with a message from his Lord? قَالُوا إِنَّمَا بِمَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. They said, of course, whatever Salih is saying, we believe in it. قَالَ ذَنَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Then the powerful one said, إِنَّ بِالَّذِي آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرٌ. As for us, we completely reject and disbelieve this religion of yours. And it's only for you, simple-minded people. You people don't have education. You people are illiterate. You worship and you go on the floor and make sujood and fast. You are illiterate people, backward people. This is the mentality of those who think that they are haughty and intelligent. So then they said to Nabi Salih, we will believe in you if you bring us a sign. Bring us a sign. And he asked, what sign do you want? And they said, we promise we'll believe in you. And there was a rock, a boulder in the town. Said, if this rock can become a camel, then we will believe. And Nabi Salih made dua to Allah, show them a sign, Ya Allah. Insha'Allah, they will believe. Now, Allah warns, when He gives you that sign, clear sign, and you then reject, there's no coming back. And so, Allah caused that this boulder became a huge camel. And the camel was a big camel, wasn't a small, it was a big camel. It would walk around and they could see it. And then the people, when they were asked, are you going to believe now? They said, no, we don't believe. This is some magic, some trickery. We don't want to believe. We completely reject. Still, Nabi Salih says, Ya Allah, have mercy on them. They are rejecting. Don't punish them after you've sent them the sign. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fine. You won't be punished, but don't harm the camel. Leave the camel to eat and drink. Now, this was a big camel, and it would drink a lot of their water, and water was in a short supply. So they began to get frustrated with the camel. So Nabi Salih said, if you harm the camel, if you kill the camel, then there's no turning back. فَأَقَرُوهَا فَأَقَرُوا النَّاقَ. Then of course a group of them, a gang of them came out, and they said, hey, this is nonsense. This camel is taking our resources. This is all magic. And they came and they killed the camel. فَأَقَرُوا النَّاقَ وَعَتَوْا أَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ. And so they insolently defied the command of the Lord. وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحٌ. So they said, Salih, ائْتِنَا بِهَا. Bring it. Show us what you got. Bring us that adab that you're talking about. تَعِدْنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. If you really tell the truth, we want to see the punishment. Bring it now. Now you cross the line. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even look at Fir'aun, he didn't have to walk into the Red Sea. He saw it open up. He saw it in front of him. He could have stood back. But they pushed the limits. And we ask, Ya Allah, in Gaza, why do you not intervene? Allah allows the oppressor. He gives him the rope until there is no way he can justify himself when Allah takes action. You asked for the camel, I gave you the camel. You still don't believe? I said, don't harm the camel. You then kill the camel. And instead of asking for maaf and sorry, you say, now bring the punishment. So, فَأَخَذَتُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Thamud. How did He destroy them? With one quick bang. Just a loud sound. And everything died. A loud bang. And in all of them, basically, the vibration or the sound knocked all of them out and they died. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. And so Salih and those who believed were saved from it. He turns back and he looks at his people all dead. And the only thing remains are these beautiful structures which you can still visit now. Even though Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you ever visit these lands, rush through them. Don't spin anywhere. Don't stay long in a place where the adab of Allah had befallen it. If Allah cursed a certain land, that place is kind of scarred, it's tainted. Don't go quickly through it. Allah's displeasure fell on that land. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُ. So Nabi Salih, he left this. يا قومي لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. That he says, my people, I came to you with sincere advice. I wanted to help you, but you refused to listen. What can we do other than when you cross the line? That is the end of Salih. Then we move quickly to the people of Madian. And the people of Madian, Allah says, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And to the people of Madian, we sent Nabi Shu'ayb. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. He said to my people, worship Allah alone. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. That I've come to you with clear signs. So we said, Ad, they were oppressive, a tyrant, and invaded other people, enslaved people, caused massacres. Nabi Shu'ayb, Nabi Salih's people, they were given a clear sign in front of them, and they killed that, you know, they killed the camel. What did Madian do besides committing shirk? This is what they did. Nabi Shu'ayb says, فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So give full measures and full weight. When you do business, do it properly. Nabi Shu'ayb's people were deep in corruption, in riba, in bad transactions, in cheating. One trying to outdo the other, one trying to undercut the other. The entire economy was evil, corrupt. So he says, give full measures and full weights, and wrong not men in their things, and do not do mischief on earth after it has been set in order. Do not try to cause corruption, literally financial corruption. That will be better for you if you are believers. وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوْعَدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مِنْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ. And do not sit on every road, threatening and hindering the people as they come past. What did they do? They were like bandits. They would hijack people. They would rob people. So this was criminality. Their society was a den of gangsterism and criminality. فكذبوا, but they disbelieved. فأخذهم عذاب يوم الذلة إنه كان عذاب عظيم. But they disbelieved. So Allah says, I sent upon them the punishment of the gloomy cloud. And this was a severe punishment. We're not exactly sure what this is, but it mentions that Allah first caused them to be under extreme heat. And then they saw in the distance a cloud that was casting a shadow. And when they ran towards that shadow, something happened to them in that shadow. And it was some kind of torment. And after that, they all died, whoever was in that shadow. Lastly, the people of Sodom. كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين. Now Allah says that the people of Lut disbelieved the mursaleen, the messengers. So it's not just one, there were others that came. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوتًا. When Nabi Lut said to them, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Do you not have fear or shame in your heart? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I'm coming to you as a sincere messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Obey, fear Allah and obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I'm not asking you for money. إِنَّ أَجْرِي إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Only Allah is the one who's going to reward me. Now what was their sin? And we know their sin. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Do you enter upon males of the alameen? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. And you don't cohabit with what Allah created you of your female wives. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. That you are people transgressing all bounds. قَالُوا لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا يَا لُوتْ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. They said, Lut, we don't want your purity, your clean living. If you don't stop talking and calling, talking out against our immorality, we are going to stone you to death or throw you out. قَالَ إِنَّ لَعَمِلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. So he said, Nabi Lut says, I am completely against your lifestyle. Interesting, he didn't say you people, I'm against the lifestyle that you are leading. I want good for you, but this that you're doing is bad. And he makes dua, and in another ayah Allah says, أَإِنَّكُمْ, Nabi Lut is saying to them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ. Do you take men as partners? وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. And you obstruct the roads. Now what did they do? They would also forcefully abduct people and rape them. Now the complexion also changes, right? That they would forcefully abduct people. وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ And you had your clubs, your literally your clubs. Nadi is a club. And in there you have all kinds of murkam, like orgies and all these things are going on in your lands. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ And so Allah says, and what was the answer when Nabi Lut says, how can you live like this? أَلَا إِنَّ قَالُ آتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُم مِّنَ الصَّادِقِينَ Ah, Lut, enough with your nonsense. Bring the punishment if you want. Bring us the punishment if you want. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, like the other nations, He gave them one last chance. Allah sends three angels in the form of men. And of course, when the angels come, they're beautiful. When they look like men, they look beautiful. And they first visit Nabi Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Lut lived at the same time. He first visits Nabi Ibrahim in Jerusalem, in Palestine. And Nabi Ibrahim meets these, what he thinks are three strange men. And he said, come have lunch. And he makes a meal for them. When they sit down to eat, he sees they're not eating. So now he gets scared. He says, who are you guys? So they said, we are angels. Don't be scared. So he said, now, why have you come, O angels? So they said, we have come to you, O Ibrahim, to give you the good news of a second son. His name is Ishaq. And Nabi Ibrahim and Sarah are sitting next to each other. They are now in the 80s. And Sarah, wasakkat wajah, she hits her face. Am I going to be a mom when I'm 80? I'm an old lady. My husband here is a sheikh. He's kaput. He's going to be a father. How are we going to have? So Allah says, Rahmah Allah, have mercy upon you, on the Ahlul Bayt family of the house. If Allah wants something, He just says, kun fayakun, and you will have a child. So then Nabi Ibrahim insists, okay, great, jazakallah, thank you Allah for this. But why are you here? What mission are you on? So that we are going to destroy the people of Nabi Lut. Now Nabi Ibrahim knows what they are doing. He's aware, he's not unaware. And Allah says, after he got the news, Jadalna Ibrahim fi qawmi Lut. He then took his musalla out, he opened his musalla, and he began to argue with me on account of the people of Lut. Argue with me with what? Don't destroy them, Ya Allah. Give them one more chance. Don't destroy them. Have mercy on them. And so Allah says, what a beautiful, soft-hearted person is Nabi Ibrahim. But then I said to Ibrahim, no, this is the last chance for them. The matter is decided. So these three men go to Nabi Lut city. And Nabi Lut sees these three beautiful guys walking into town. And he says, oh, this is a difficult day. This is going to be a bad day. And so he says, guys, look, just come to my house. Spend the night here. Don't let the people see you. Now, he thinks they don't understand what's going to happen. My people rape visitors, and these guys are supermodels. So he says, just come to my house, you can stay here. And he closed the doors and all that. And then he told his family, don't tell anybody about our guests. But then his wife, Nabi Lut's wife, she wasn't committing the sin, but she was enjoying it. And so she couldn't contain herself, and she told them, you should see the guys here in the house. And so Allah says, وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَ يُسْتَبِشِرُونَ And the people came like a gang, rejoicing. They were so happy. قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْدَحُونَ Nabi Lut is standing by the door, and he's saying, these are my guests. Don't embarrass me. Don't harm my guests. قَالُوا أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ O Nuh, O Lut, didn't we tell you, you're not allowed to see people out of mission? قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ These are my daughters. And this is a very important ayah. Yeah? He says, these are my daughters if you want to have... What's he saying? If you want to rape the men, rather rape my daughters? No. He's saying if you want to have intercourse. These are girls. Why are you so mad and fixated on that? Allah says this in the next ayah. Says, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ This is the only time that I know in the Quran where Allah swears by the Nabi. Allah says, I swear by your life, O Muhammad. لَعَمْرُكَ On your life, O Muhammad. إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ They were drunkenly lustful. Their lust was so crazy. They weren't even thinking straight. They were ready to break down the house of Nabi Lut to get to these men. And so Nabi Lut says, he can't hold them back anymore. And he says, Ya Allah, help me. Help me against these people. Then the angel said, we are angels. And now that you've given the green light, their time is up. And so they told Nabi Lut, you and your family run and don't look back. Don't look back. And his family ran. Then Allah says, فَأَخَذْتُمُ السَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِكِينَ And that loud scream that killed Nabi Shu'ayb's people, Nabi Saleh's people, it befell them. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا And Jibreel lifted the town up, upside down. وَامْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّلِ And we rained upon them three punishments. We rained upon them stones with names on it. Subhanallah. From Jahannam, a stone, every person is going to hit its name. That person's name was on it. Subhanallah. And this is the end of Nabi Lut's people. And Allah says in the Quran, go and see their town. It still is in existence. Go and see. It's still there. We make dua for protection. With mercy, there's also adab. And we see the sins of these people are prevalent in our time. Shirk, arrogance, denial of the akhirah, living your life as you want, denying the ayat of Allah when it's clear for you, harming others, cheating in your business dealings, cheating in your transactions, undercutting one another, immorality, evil sexual deeds, all these things are prevalent. And if it gets to a certain level, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is a red line. May Allah protect us from his adab. May Allah have mercy on us. Just a quick announcements. The Burano AGM, inshallah, is this Sunday, the 24th of March. We encourage everyone to attend. And if you can't attend physically, then you can join online as well. You are all murids of this masjid. By you attending, you choose to be here. Your input and your support is welcome. Then for the day of Eid, we, of course, the great, wonderful tradition of the Maharajan, where we make sure that everyone, even non-Muslims, get a plate of food. No one should be hungry on the day of Eid. And so to feed 200 people, it's 4,000 Rand. But I know it's 4,000 is a lot of money. Even if you can only contribute 100 Rand, then inshallah we'll contribute to making a pot of food. We also asked to make dua for Sheikh Siraj Johar. He is severely ill in hospital on dialysis. And we ask Allah to grant him shifa'a. And to all those who are sick, ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.